This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Noel King.
And I'm David Green. Nicole Kidman has been pretty busy. She is currently starring in three movies as the Queen of Atlantis in Aquaman, as a supportive mother in the drama Boy Erased, and as a broken-down LAPD detective in Destroyer. That last one, a dark thriller, comes out tomorrow, and let's just say it's a counterpoint to Christmas cheer.
I'm taking these with me.
What? Hey!
Yeah, you want him back? Call me with names.
Don't do it, fool.
Chaz, what's up?
Call me with names.
NPR's Mondolito Barco interviewed Kidman and her director, Karin Kusama, about the making of Destroyer.
In Destroyer, Nicole Kidman looks like a hot mess. Puffy red eyes, dull, disheveled hair, no makeup, weather-beaten. In the opening scene, her character, LAPD Detective Aaron Bell, lumbers out of the car she slept in all night. She hobbles like a wounded animal to a crime scene along the concrete bank of the LA River.
Who is it?
No ID, no idea.
The raspy-voiced cop in a black leather jacket peers at a corpse with tattoos.
What about if I know who did this?
The film flashes back to when she was undercover with a gang planning a heist, and now she hunts an old nemesis. Here's Kidman's take on her character.
I mean, Erin is complicated and damaged, angry, shameful. When you meet her, she's on the road to trying to atone for a lot of the bad choices she's made and the things she's done that have caused damage to others.
Her character is in every scene of the film. She alternates between trying to counsel her wayward daughter.
I need to be able to find you.
Why?
Because I just do.
To brutally fistfighting her foes.
She's tough and she's capable of fighting and she's capable of using weapons and she's got demons as well.
Kidman says director Karin Kusama had her prepare for the role by watching footage of wild coyotes.
These female coyotes with their young'uns, and they're around in Silver Lake, around the reservoir, and they were shot by drones, and she had this footage, and I watched that, and that actually really penetrated my performance, strangely enough.
This is definitely the anti-Mary Poppins, but it's a very well-made thriller.
Claudia Puig is president of the Los Angeles Film Critics Association.
Very unusual for a woman to play this sort of hard-bitten, often amoral detective that we see a lot of men play. It's a pretty twisted and dark movie to go see on Christmas Day, but maybe the day after.
I just want to talk.
I don't know why you're...
Stop!
You don't need to do this.
Detective Aaron Bell chases down informants and travels through parts of Los Angeles rarely seen on film. In fact, the same location manager from La La Land scouted sites for Destroyer, Skid Row, a colossal self-storage facility between freeways, an old Chinese diner in the gritty MacArthur Park area. As we drive around revisiting locations, director Karin Kusama gives her vision of L.A.
Chaos, beauty, ugliness, awe-inspiring, transcendental grace. What makes Los Angeles so interesting is it's not just, frankly, a beautiful city. In fact, there are many parts of it that are quite hard to look at. And then you can find yourself in some sort of pocket of paradise.
Kusama takes me and my editor Nina Gregory to a hidden patch of land where she shot a chase scene at night. We climb a rickety wooden staircase to get to a ridge in Elysian Park.
So from here you can see the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, we're pretty high actually right now in the city.
Is that gunshots or fireworks?
LAPD training.
That's where they shoot.
Yeah.
Fitting.
Yes, it is.
With the sounds of the Police Academy firing range and a freight train in the distance, we walk through the forested area on an uneven concrete trail past graffiti-carved pine trees.
There's prescription pill bottles and needles and old broken-down baby carriages. I mean, it's an intense spot, and at night it gets very intense.
We climb to the top of the hill to a grand vista.
And here's Dodger Stadium. Then you turn around, and there's downtown L.A.
Wow, this is amazing.
It is pretty great, right? And yet it's just abandoned. Here we are standing alone at the top of this perch in urban LA.
Kusama's previous films include Girl Fight from 2000 about female boxers. She directed the supernatural horror comedy Jennifer's Body, and most recently a thriller called The Invitation. All have strong female characters. She calls Destroyer a sunlit noir.
Because so much of it is outside and it's just so blindingly bright, Erin Bell proves to be both the detective and the femme fatale. In traditional noirs, women are tremendous troublemakers and very important agents in the story, but they're never the lead. And in this case, she gets to be both.
Kusama says Destroyer also harkens back to films from the 1970s, like Clue.
Why do I still want a trick?
And Taxi Driver.
You talking to me?
And Dog Day Afternoon.
He wants to kill me so bad he can taste it.
I got always going to kill
him. Attica! Attica! Attica!
Kusama says with flawed, morally ambiguous, alienated anti-heroes, those films reflected the political climate of the times. She sees Destroyer in that same vein.
It's much more about a feeling of despair, a sense of frustration with the larger culture, and a sense that most regular people are marginalized by the system. I feel a tremendous amount of that right now, every day. And this is my way of trying to grapple with it because I like watching a character make some terrible mistakes and make small steps toward being morally accountable, taking some personal responsibility for her own actions. And, you know, that's something I think we could all use seeing more examples of.
In a year where the biggest box office successes have starred superheroes and dinosaurs, Destroyer offers up a grim dose of reality for Christmas. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.